This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Let all of the people of God say amen. Amen. We give glory, honor, and praise to God, our Heavenly Father, who is certainly worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. And we thank Him for favoring each of us with another day's journey. Honor to the esteemed host, Pastor, Pastor Green. Amen. Amen. Certainly, I give honor to the very fine man of God who introduced me, Pastor Martin. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Honor to all of my co-laborers in the gospel. So many of friends, amen. And we enjoy a long-standing friendship, and we appreciate, amen, being in the midst with you another time. Certainly to the esteemed mayor of the great city of Alexandria, amen. Mayor Hall, God bless you. Amen. Honor to Sister Carolyn Frazier and all of the committee who have worked so diligently. Amen. In pulling together this Juneteenth celebration and worship service. And honor to each and every one of you, our brothers and sisters, in the Lord Jesus. Truly, we can say without hesitation or reservation, the Lord is good. I want to express my gratitude and my appreciation to the committee for inviting me to return to the city of Alexandria after what has been a number of years. Amen. For even now, my mind is filled with so many wonderful thoughts. Amen. Of the years when we would come together. Amen. And I certainly have many fond and lingering memories of that great pastor. Amen, who pastored here during that period. Amen. Pastor Granville. Amen. Amen. He's taken his leave and gone on to a far better place. But if our spiritual affairs are in proper order, we will be reunited with him and others on the other side. I wondered what the Lord would have me to share on this occasion. And after much prayer, I have been led on this occasion to the third book of the New Testament, the Gospel of St. Luke, It is a familiar report to many. I would that you would come with me to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. St. Luke, chapter 17. We will begin the reading at verse 12 and continue reading through verse 16. Again, for the benefit of those who might be prayerfully reading along with us, from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 12 through 16. And reading from the King James Version, you will find these words, this report recorded. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And I lift up that 16th verse, or that 15th and 16th verses again for the sake of emphasis. And one of them, when he saw that he was cleansed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Something wonderful has happened. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. And I would that you would pray with me and think with me on this thought. Uh-huh. I've got to tell the Lord, thank you. I've got to tell the Lord, thank you. It's an urgent matter. I've got to tell the Lord, thank you. And if those of you who are gathered here in this house of worship would indulge, I would that you would repeat the thought after me, if you will. I've got to tell the Lord, thank you. God bless you. It was in the days of my early childhood that my late great-grandmother, who helped raise me, instilled in me the importance of saying thank you. Grandma taught me that whenever I was blessed with kindness, whenever I was blessed to be the recipient of an act of kindness, Grandma told me to always take time and say thank you. Grandma taught me that no one has to be nice. and that I would encounter so many unkind people on the road of life. But she taught me that whenever I became the recipient of expressions of kindness, no matter how small that expression might be, Grandma said, say thank you. Thank you is an expression of gratitude. Thank you is an expression of appreciation. Our text on this occasion informs us by enlightening our understanding and informing us of Jesus and his encounter with 10 men while he was on a journey to Jerusalem. While Jesus was in the midst of making his way to the holy city, Jerusalem, the scriptures tell us of this tremendous encounter that our Lord had. This encounter, as many of you know, was with a group who were disenfranchised. It was with a group of individuals who were counted the least of all. 10 men comprised this group that Jesus encountered. And the Bible tells us that these 10 all suffered from the same complaint. They all suffered from a condition called leprosy. To appreciate this report with full understanding, we need to know something about what it was like to be a leper. To be a leper, you were required to leave your community, to exit from your homes and your neighborhoods, and to go out into the wilderness and to survive in the best way that you could. Leprosy was more than just an average sickness. Leprosy was a horrible disease. Leprosy would infect the leper, would infect its victims, causing the skin color of the leper to be changed and be terribly altered. It is said that the skin color of the leper would become bleached white with no sign of pigmentation. And it is said that in addition to that, the lepers would certainly break out with terrible sores. Sores would cover their bodies, and these sores were filled with pus, green and yellow and brown pus would cover the exterior of the leper's body. Lepers were said to be horrible to look upon. Lepers were considered the least of all. Lepers were avoided. And lepers, many times, scripture tells us, were required to stay at a certain distance, not coming into close contact with other individuals. Thus, the only friend that a leper had was another leper. And lepers would band together in what was known as leper colonies. And the Bible tells us that these lepers suffered with horrible appearances. Charles Spurgeon, the British theologian, said that the robes of the lepers would stick to their sores when the pus would dry. And when they would try to pull away and loosen their robes, hunks of their flesh would pull off, attached to their robes. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German theologian, tells us that swarms of flies would always follow the leper, swarming around the leper, hoping to light upon the leper's body, to blow his body with maggots. It is said that you could smell a leper long before you could see a leper. Forgive me for being so graphic, but I just want to help somebody even the better understand that we have a need to tell the Lord thank you. It helps me to be better able to understand why one of these men found it urgent to go back and tell the Lord, thank you. Scripture says, as Jesus was making his way to Jerusalem, the lepers had evidently received advance notice that the master was coming. And oh, I submit to you that the lepers got together when they received this news that the master was coming. And they said, we need to get together on what we're going to say. Because when the master gets here, we don't need to be saying 10 different things. We all need to be saying the same thing. It would be so much better in our day and time if we could all be saying the same thing. We have some on one corner saying one thing, some on another corner saying something different. But it would be so much better, far better, if we could all say the same thing. There are a number of things that take on a glaring radiance in this report. And the first thing that I took note of is the fact, number one, that our Lord truly cares for those who are considered to be the least of all. The Lord cares for the least of all. And all brothers and sisters, Jesus demonstrated his care. When these lepers cried out, and they cried out what could be referred to as a short prayer, a six-word prayer. You see, a prayer doesn't have to be long to be powerful. In fact, some of my most powerful prayers have been some of my shortest prayers. For I've been in some situations where all I could do was say, Lord, have mercy. They realized that the master was approaching. And as the master made his approach, they cried out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. This was a short prayer. Lord, we need you. Lord, we have been put out of our communities. Lord, we're suffering from a horrible disease for which there is no known cure. Lord, our skin is deteriorating. Lord, have mercy on us. And all brothers and sisters, one of the things that I've come to love about the Lord is that he will hear the sincere cries of his people. Oh, I was just a boy when I first called him. And I'm happy to report he heard my cry. His ears are always alert and attentive to the cries, to the sincere cries of people, and most certainly his children. The Bible tells us that the lepers cried out to him. And oh, they didn't know it then, but they came to realize that all that was needed was a sincere call for the master's help. Oh, Grandma used to put it, if you call him and call him right, he will hear. And he will answer our prayer. Well, they called him. And oh, I believe that there was a tremendous spirit of urgency in their call. I believe there was a tremendous spirit of sincerity in their call. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And all, one theologian put it this way, they could not submit themselves to just being refined. You see, so much was going on with them until they couldn't be cute. They had to call him with loud voices. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Now, it was not just a prayer, but it was an us-istic prayer. Not 10 different me's, but us. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Oh, brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us that the Lord put his journey to Jerusalem on temporary hold. And the Lord spoke to them and said, go, show yourselves to the priests. Go, show yourselves to the priests. Leave from where you are and make your way to the priests. And those who understand the history of that day and time, lepers were not considered clean. Lepers were not considered healed until the priest pronounced them healed, until the priest declared them clean. And scripture tells us, the Bible informs us, that immediately the lepers departed, making their way. Theologians say running to make their way to Jesus. Some were in better shape than others. Some could run faster than others. But they were all moving, making their way to the priest in obedience to the master's word. They had something to run on because they had the master's word. When you've got his word, you've got something to run with. When you've got his word, you've got something to move with. Oh, brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter how dark the night may be, how rough the storm may be, just hold fast to the master's word. They were running to make their way to the priest. And the Bible tells us that as they went, while they were running, a change occurred. Somewhere between Jesus and the priest, their situation changed and changed for the better. Can I get a witness? The Bible tells us that as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, they were healed. Yeah, as they went. Yeah. In order, brothers and sisters, for some blessings to occur, we've got to move in obedience to the master's will. Some things won't occur. Some blessings will never take place if we don't move as the Lord instructs us. As they went, while they were running, a transformation occurred. Spurgeon, the British theologian, said they possibly looked at their hands. And their hands looked new. They looked at other parts of their body. And those parts looked new too. And all the Bible tells us